Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Kirsten.
And this is Miss Magnets.
That's right, we're back. You can't keep us down. The mess always rises above.
It's hot mess summer, everyone. Because listen, the Daddy Network renewed us, baby. But and you know, I feel like I have to make it clear, we did not say hot mess summer. Like, this came from Rob.
Yeah, no, Rob was so excited. Rob was like, call it hot mess summer. And I was like, I wrote it down in my notebook. I said hot mess summer.
Listen, because hot girl summer was an obvious for the both of us. Like, what else can we be but not hot girl summer? But now you're adding this messy podcast to it. Yes. Okay. So we're going to be here at least all summer long.
All summer long. Just like Big Brother.
Yes. To talk lots of mess with you, to giggle and laugh through it all. So listen, get excited because we have lots of stuff coming up, and lots of probably questions for y'all too about how we should be growing the mess, I feel, and adding more, what is it, messenger?
Yeah, we want more messengers in our army.
Yes.
We're definitely going to be looking for more feedback from y'all on what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, things that you want us to talk about, that kind of stuff, so that we can make sure that we are putting together a podcast that you will love, appreciate, and enjoy, and continue rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That's the goal.
Yes, because remember, if 5 stars only,
we do not accept anything but 5 stars. And if you write something, even if it's constructive, if it is next to any level of stars less than 5, we will not be perceiving that as well. But you know, like, exactly. We've got some guests coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do some special stuff. We're gonna be expanding the mess brand.
Oh, I
love
it.
So we're so excited.
I know. And I mean, like, y'all are killing it, not just us, because the reviews are off the charts. Like, we have so many. I don't know how many right on Apple right now. It shows me 114, but so I'm assuming it's at least.
That's just in the USA.
That's just in the US. So, like, seriously, thank you, everyone. Like, we are so, so, so grateful for all the feedback and all the just love, because this has been so much fun.
Yeah, as you said, it's so much fun. And we're just here vibing. Yes. And we want y'all to be vibing with us.
Exactly. And listen, and we're not going to scam, because I feel like this episode, at least what I have for everyone, is scammy as hell, like all my stories. So that's why we had to get all the good stuff out of the way so that we can talk about all the scam and everything coming up on this episode.
I think that the subtitle for this episode is Kirsten is a stupid idiot, because a lot of this episode is going to be Sasha explaining things to me that I am just totally oblivious about. And I can't wait to just react and learn with you today.
No, 100% that won't be it. And y'all know that already by seeing the title that won't be it. But, you know, Kirsten tried it.
That's how it feels to me.
Listen, no. Sometimes one person just has more mess than the other. And because I had an extra day off, listen, I was in it, okay?
An extra day off to read?
Yes.
I love hypothesis.
Oh my God. Like, like, Loki, we were supposed to record this the day before we are recording it. And I just want to make it clear that I didn't even look at my phone to record this. So,
and it's fine because I wasn't texting.
Yeah, I was like, no, I have a book and I'm in it. Because I had to return to the library today. So listen, I don't have
She had to finish it. She was on a deadline.
And I don't want to pay for books anymore. I've decided.
It's
fine.
It's still early in the day, so we'll get this out with
period. Exactly. But anyway, now that we have all of that out of the way, I feel like it's time to get into the mess. So get ready, everyone. Because, okay, we got this one review, which was not 5 stars, and I will punch you next time. Don't do this. But I feel like it was good that, you know, they were saying that we should also try to get into things that folks maybe don't know about, or maybe aren't so aware about. So that's kind of the theme of this episode a little bit.
Me being one of those people. And now I also just want to say to that reviewer, you literally were like, 3 stars. It's good. I wish we talked about more stuff. We're talking about the stuff so that it better get bumped up to a 5. That's all.
Yeah, like go back and change it. Like
you
now.
You can like, go back and change it.
Otherwise. Okay.
And Sasha will fight you.
Yeah. Like police.
Okay, and then I'll have to get involved. But like, the minute Sasha gets into a fight, then I'm going to have to be there as the bigger one. Like to jump in.
I know. And then Isaiah will show up. Like, it's just y'all. God. Like, I got muscle is the point. So don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Kirsten might just carry you.
Literally, I'll pick you up and I'll carry you away from the conflict.
It'll most likely be me you're carrying, but still, it doesn't matter.
No, we've proven I can't do that.
Yes, everyone, look at our social media and you'll see. That Kirsten carried Rob Sesternino, a whole grown man, but couldn't carry me.
Carried Rob, carried Matt, carried Bryce Isaiah.
Oh my God.
But yet, Sasha, I think it's just because she's so little, we couldn't get her onto my back. We needed a
I was too squirmy. That's what it is. Oh my God. But anyway, so yeah, so do y'all, you know the Ace family? Because maybe if you're on YouTube, I feel like you know them. But if you're not on YouTube, they are a family channel. And I hate to call them family channel. Yeah, but they are. They really are. It started with Austin and Catherine, who are mom and dad. And then they had a kid, L. So that's where ACE comes from. And then they have now 2 more kids as well. But anyway, so basically they've been exploiting their kids forever. And now they have about 20 million followers on YouTube. So pretty big a YouTube account. And, you know, they're getting like, and they're very much like Kardashian vibes, right? Like those clickbaity YouTubers that like will do big things and will have like, I just bought. You know, they're literally their last video is he said this is his best birthday surprise ever. And it's like a Rolls Royce, you know,
which it's just wild.
Exactly.
It's like my super sweet 16, but every day of their life.
Yes. Yes. And they're like basically super scammers. That's what it comes down to. And that's what we're going to talk about because anything that they're a part of, they have scammed. Okay. People haven't been paid. They like bought this person. Like people thought Todrick was, you know, a scammer like Todrick Hall. But no, they, I think, bought 2 mansions side by side and then paid to make it 1 big mega mansion and then had to. And it got foreclosed on because they couldn't make the payments.
Well, at least they actually bought it, I guess, rather than saying they bought it, but they're renting. Right.
That's true.
I did a quick Google search of this Ace family because I'm just like trying to understand the full context. Mm-hmm. And there are so many news stories from last summer where Jake Paul tweeted that Austin like cheats on his wife every weekend.
Yeah.
And there's like I'm a just bunch. Like, oh, I feel like I had heard about that.
Yes, because he is like now, well, most YouTubers, I should say, right, are in the boxing game. Mm-hmm. Now, like, and I mean, a lot of reality TV stars too. But anyway, so they're
it's a little different with reality TV stars.
Exactly.
They're not making the money.
Yeah. But you know, these, yeah, so the YouTubers are like super into boxing. So Austin actually hosted a boxing thing also last year, I believe. And mm-hmm. again, a bunch of people just didn't get paid, like just non-payment of things. And like Catherine even had, and this is not what this is even about. We're just trying to set like the
background. It looks like this is like a web of scamming yes. that has been going on for years and years.
Yes. They started this thing called like the Ace Club, and then Austin put out a, which is basically like Patreon. But Austin like started this whole thing, a whole video saying, yeah, basically y'all got scammed because the people we worked with weren't good. So instead of, you know, being like, okay, so we're going to rectify, people are going to get their money back, they're just like, yeah, you got scammed. That's how these people are.
And yeah, not presenting it like, oh, we also got scammed. Just no. Like, no, you've been scammed.
But not by us. And most of their fan base is younger, skews younger, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of this stuff like keeps happening. And it's just really unfortunate. But anyway, okay. So now come to the Ace Fest. That's what I want to talk about because it hasn't mm-hmm. happened yet. So that's why I feel like we should talk about it. And then let's see what happens in July and we'll do like a follow up. But okay. So the Ace family posted a video, I believe, in March mm-hmm. saying we're leaving YouTube this year, 2022, because, you know, we want to go travel next year for 2023 for half the year. We have other big projects coming on. OK, so they're talking and it was like, oh, don't be sad, blah, blah, blah. We yeah. just want to, you know, do like. Concentrate on our family, and then apparently they're gonna get married, and that seems to be like the last video they're gonna post. Super clickbait, all of that stuff. Okay, so and then they already are contradicting themselves, and they're like, "But we'll post some videos." I'm assuming brand deals. Yeah. And you know, we'll post some video. Basically, they need money. So, like, what do you mean you're gonna go off of YouTube?
Well, that's the thing too, is like YouTube, even when you're not getting brand deals, like if you have a big channel, that you can make so much money.
Yes. And they have three kids, and I think like a whole team to, I mean, do they pay people? We don't know. Because Catherine even got sued by her own makeup company because she saw that it was making money and decided to like cut all her business partners out of it.
Oh God, so not that.
Yes. So they said, okay, but how are we going to end this this year? Well, y'all know that we always do wild events and then it cuts to like this dramatic edit of, you know, all their events and super, allegedly super fun. But if you look up any of their events, it's like scandal, 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 people not being paid, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, so bad.
Yeah. But anyway,
pay people.
Yes. And then it says, footage, okay, of affair, and the reason I'm bringing up the footage, oh, we'll talk about it later.
Okay,
but there's footage, and it says Ace Fest tickets go on sale April 9th. Okay, so they're like, we're hosting a Disneyland meets Coachella, and it's going to be open to all ages. And, you know, get excited because we want to meet you, and this is like a summer fun thing. And yeah, Kirsten's looking very confused.
This is, no, I am so disturbed right now because in what universe does anybody want to go to a festival with a child?
Yes.
Like that's like, cause like, I feel like anytime, like I obviously don't have kids. So like, I don't want to speak for like people who have kids, but like, I feel like when you have to take your kid out of the house, you have to do so much work. You have to have so many supplies. You have to have so yeah. many snacks, and then you're taking them somewhere to like, sit in the hot sun and be fussy? That sounds miserable.
Exactly. Listen, you're already catching on to what like people are like calling
Disneyland
this.
Meets Coachella sounds like the 11th circle of hell.
Yes, 100%. Places I'd never want to be. Disneyland yeah. meets Coachella. And okay, so yeah. So basically doing this dramatic edits and they're like, tickets go on sale. And we know that every event we host is sold out within seconds. Again, foreshadowing. For all ages. And then we're going to have a meet and greet. So don't worry. We're going to see all of you, okay? Ticket prices. So we're going to have a silver level, which they already changed the name, by the way. But anyway, this is the first video. They said
okay.
silver level. And it said It's going to be $299, which is almost $300, but they're not, and it's for three people. And then there's going to be a gold option where it's for five people. So still $100 a ticket. Again, nothing special. Okay. No, you don't get a discount, nothing. But that's just a gold option. And the gold option, you get, everything that's included with ticket one, which is like, whatever, some like nonsense. I screenshotted it, but like it's just a lot of BS.
Kate, this is reminding me, Sasha, do you remember when the like When We Were Young Fest in Vegas this fall got announced and it like definitely appears to be like a full on scam?
Yeah.
But the tickets were like so expensive. And then it was like, oh, but if you upgrade, you can get access to porta potties.
Yes.
But you upgrade again, you can get access to bathrooms. And that is what this is reminding me of.
Yeah, 125% is what this is. Allegedly, because they're fucking suing people. But I'll get to
allegedly.
That. Yes. But okay. Yes. So the eight, so yes. So the first tier, okay, the silver tier will get you access to Ace Fest and a free autograph poster. For $100 each.
Where are you supposed to put an... Do you only get one poster or does each person get a poster?
That's the question because it only says poster and it's a family poster. So what are you going to
do with the poster? Like, where do you put an autographed poster of a YouTube family?
Listen, people are obsessed. I don't know.
My goodness.
But wait, it gets better.
Oh,
and then the gold, the gold tier is the same thing. This pass counts for five tickets. And there's a star guaranteed to meet and greet with pictures with Ace family. So you pay $100 for three people. Sorry, you don't have friends if you only go with two other people. Mm-hmm. You do not get to meet them guaranteed. And when they say Ace family, Kirsten, think about it. That's three little kids that is going to have to stand and take pictures and be exploited from noon to 10 p.m.
Oh, no, this is going to be, they're going to be photoshopped in like a Kardashian child.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Like, this is not.
Exactly. And then the added bonus is you get to watch Austin's next fight for free, which is going to be super rigged. But, you know, you're going to hear that from me.
Wait, but so is this fight at the event or is it another event?
Yeah, like a later on.
At least that's a little better because I was genuinely like, I'm sorry, you want people to bring their children to watch a boxing?
Yeah, apparently. But only two VIP pass members will join. Which, again, doesn't make any sense because this is five people. So, like, is it, like, 10 people will get, you know, like, as in each pass? Like, the math? Picking two VIP pass members to join us at his next fight. Oh, plus your four guests. Okay, so it'll be 10 people. Maybe I should read. And then, again, 10 people are going to be picked out of a lottery to join them at their wedding.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And everyone that buys this gets an exclusive wedding gift. First of all, isn't it the opposite that you should be getting a wedding gift?
The wedding gift is going to be like some sort of downloadable content. It's going to be like a picture of them on their wedding.
NFT.
Not... I mean, if they like grifting, that's the next
one. Exactly.
They do an exclusive set of NFTs of their wedding photos.
Listen, I'm telling you. So people are already like, oh, and also can I say the location has not been announced.
I
at this point, this is like April 9th. Okay. So now tickets are on sale, baby. Immediately. Instagram posts. We are sold out. Because guess what, Kirsten? They only had 5K tickets. And then Catherine says, you know, but actually that's 20K tickets. Because what's the math on that? Because how can it all be 20K? Because it's if you do the math, right, it's
okay. So
one tier is three people and then one tier is five.
Yeah. Okay. So... and there's 20K tickets total.
No, they can only sell 5K, but they're like, but we got around it for you guys. And we're selling 20K, but that's how we're doing it.
I'm not a mathematician by any stretch of the imagination, which I'm sure we've both been very honest about.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not understanding how this could work.
No one is, and that's why everyone, the drama channels are like, why are we doing this?
Like, I feel like it's the situation like when you go to buy a car and they're like, oh, let me go argue with my manager. And then you hear them being like, please let me give them a discount. And it's like, look, I did all of this work and now you will pay less. But it's like you're just paying what they always were going to sell yes. the car for. That's like, it was always going to be 20K tickets, I guess.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like
of out people. Of people.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. And then they just kept being like, just remember that we're going to have 100% security because we're amazing and blah, 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 blah. Because we love you Ace family members.
No, but what does that mean? 100% security?
I don't know.
Okay? Like, this is going to be so many people.
Yes. And then, you know, it says, and listen, we're telling you now, aka March, so that you can, you know, take time off because we know people might come from Australia, from all these other countries. And I was like, for this?
I can't. Stop.
And then in April 9, tickets go on sale. It still doesn't have a location. It just says Palmdale, California, which is an hour from LA, okay? It's not even in LA, even though they keep saying it'll be in LA.
Well, I mean, this is probably where they could get a venue for the, like, what, 100,000 people that are going to be there? Because, so if it's 20K tickets, each batch of tickets is at least three people. So it's,
that's
like,
what
minimum
saying,
60,000 people or up to, what, 120,000 people? Mm-hmm. So, like, where are they supposed to get a venue that's like in LA for that? Like, I know it exists, but like,
but it doesn't. Yeah, I agree. Unless you get like the Dodger Stadium or the Rams Stadium. Yeah. But okay. So now the tickets are on sale. It's April 9th and they're like, you know, they're creating urgency. They're like, we're sold out. Turns out, and you know, they immediately say, hey, our event is sold out. Catherine is posting like this really spiritual, oh, you guys give me energy with your support. Ew. And it's sold out. Well, YouTuber Madcaster goes on to Venue, okay? And it's one, it looks up, ding, ding, ding. There has been no event approved for a one-day event in Palmdale. Okay, number one.
Oh, my God.
And then they're going to, and then immediately Catherine says, but we're going to see if we can get more tickets because we know not all of you were able to get tickets. All right.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then here's, okay, now we have some math, everyone.
Okay.
So now, Madcaster says, no, 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 you said it was sold out. Well, his friend put in 1 million tickets, you know, as able to, just to check. And guess what? When he went to check out, now they're called, the gold and silver is now VIP. Gold is now VIP and silver is club. Pass. Okay, so they've changed the names. And now the 1 million ticket, the cart was reduced to 7,904, which means that's how much it was available.
Yeah, of course.
Which is already, again, over the 5K mark that they told us. Then they did the same thing with the club pass or the silver level. And that 1 million was reduced to 3,977, which is probably how much was available.
Yeah.
So now, so you told me 5,000 are available, but now you're, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the math. In 8 hours, they sold about 306, right? Because basically, if you do the math, it is, Madcaster rounded it up to say, like, you know, there's probably 8K VIP because that's why there's only 700
yeah,
left.
Yeah, yeah.
7,000, sorry. And then probably 4K at the silver level. And that's why there was only 3,000.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, 3,800 left. So basically, allegedly, you know, because of this math, because we're rounding up, it says there's 402 only VIP tickets sold and 110 only club tickets sold for a max of 2,340 people showing
but,
up.
So, but they lied and said they had already sold out 5,000 at this point and they had not even sold half of that.
No!
Especially when it comes to people that have gotten their fame from like YouTube or other social media, I will never understand people who don't have an immense fear of people on the internet because like you're gonna get caught, they're gonna find this out. You can't just lie anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because guess what? They then started putting out another video saying exactly that, Kristen. They said, you know, we wanted to keep it small to see if we could grow. But, you know, in original video, which is still up and y'all can go look, it actually says this is, you know, our events are big. You know how we do. So buy your tickets ASAP. So now they're changing their story already.
Embarrassing.
Because, and they're saying we now had to move venues. So now they finally have a venue and they're saying we had to move it to another city, which is pretty close to Palmdale. So whatever. I won't knock them on that. Okay.
And then except for the YouTuber had looked up for like permits and events and yes. There was never an original location. Yep. So
exactly.
I mean, sorry, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, because listen, they're suing smaller creators. Just remember that. And now. Not even that. So now they've moved venues to accommodate more people. They're now adding individual tickets.
Okay.
Which, and then the YouTuber who I got all this from is T-Spill, so go check her out. But anyway, she even adds a clip of them saying, we're never going to have individual tickets. Please don't ask us.
Oh my God. Not please don't ask.
Yes. And now look. And now, well, look at this. I mean,
obviously, like, they want money. They're not going to turn down a way to get money.
And they don't, they're not selling enough tickets is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then they showed it. They were like, okay, here's where the event is going to happen. And it's AV Fair and Event Space. And apparently this place hosts many events before. So, like, it's fine. It seems like a legit place. But the question is, how can you, from March to July... Because now it's changed from August to July, July 9th. How can you host an event in that small, which is Disney meets Coachella? But guess what? They changed the marketing. It doesn't say Disney meets Coachella anymore.
What is this now?
It just says come for fun family time.
Like, is it going to be a petting zoo? Like, I don't understand.
It might be one Ferris wheel is what I'm thinking.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, the footage I talked about? Well, turns out in end of April, they figured it out that it's actually stolen from videographers, Jay and Mac Films. And the footage is set of the San Diego Fair.
No.
A fair that, you know, brings in about like 1 million people. They're using that as... like, you know, false advertising, basically.
I'm sorry. Like, if you're going to do, like, a fire fest, you can't be... like, targeting families is horrible. Because, like, the thing is I feel like, obviously, like, if you go back to Fire Fest and, like, Revolve Fest and all of that, like, what happened was horrible. But people don't really feel that much sympathy because it happened all to, like, influencers and young rich people and celebrities. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like... when you take advantage of families, suddenly that's something that the media can like really work with of you feel bad. We spent all of our vacation fund for the year to go to Disneyland meets Coachella. And it was like one sad goat and a Ferris wheel that didn't feel safe. And it's like, that's the documentary. Like, that is what takes people down.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I wonder after this flop, like, will there finally be a documentary on them? Because, like, there's so much mess. You know, the YouTubers have already, like, drama channels have covered on them.
There's probably someone working on that already, and it's just, like, not...
I'm waiting, okay?
Done or not been approved. I don't know.
Exactly.
This is wild.
Yeah, so, you know, the drama channel, T-Spill was even saying, like, the reason it bothers her, and which I agree with... so much is that, like, it feels like it was false advertising, right? That you're making this, like, hype event and we're thinking that, oh, maybe your videographers put this together or maybe, you know, it was footage from, like, the ride company or the event company that's, you know, helping you. But no, it's just some randos with four-year-old footage that you stole. And then when they let the videographers know, someone in Instagram DMs, apparently, the videographers were like, oh, we're going to pursue legal action, like, try to give a copyright strike. So let's see. I mean, the Ace family has 20 million like subscribers. I don't think that it's happening, but it's okay. It's just, you know, false sense of like, oh, here's actually what's happening. And now this is the like this is the end of it all. So keep, you know, like my mind's already not blown. I moved to Lancaster May 1st. And guess what? July 9th, there's another festival going on. in the same place at the same time. And it sounds exactly like the Ace family.
Wait, okay, So move to Lancaster. Where's Lancaster?
It's like 15 minutes from Palmdale, so it's not so bad.
The only Lancaster I knew about is in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I was like, wait a second, I'm sorry, it moved to Pennsylvania now? Like,
No, it's still in California. Okay, it's still in like the LA, like Southern California. And it sounds exactly the same, but guess what? This event only costs $15 or $20 instead of the $100 that, you know, each that the other ones cost.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it's a Saturday, July 9, 2022 will be the Antelope Valley Summer of Soul Festival at the same fairgrounds. Come bring the family for a day of fun. There'll be a magic show, game truck for kids, comedy, car show for the adults, vendors of all kinds, variety of food trucks for the family. Come check out the art from local artists for older crowd will bring back musical hits from 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, my God.
Which is exactly what the Ace Fest, basically. Without the Ace Fest just has rides as the extra.
Now, can people get a refund if they bought tickets?
No, all sales are final. Mm-hmm. And I can still to this day buy a ticket if I wanted, which is what I feel like.
No.
RJP should pay us to go to the Ace Fest.
Hello.
So we can, like, I'm
Daddy Network. I need you to pay for my flights to California.
Imagine.
Please purchase tickets for Sasha and I to go.
Report live.
We will go live on the RapGrams account.
Now can you imagine?
We don't have the cloud of Chappelle and Jacob Jones. It can never.
I know, we unfortunately don't. But anyway, yeah. So basically, that's what it comes. And then Madcaster, the other YouTuber, actually called the event space. And apparently, it turns out that the event space said, yes, it is being shared between two event venues. So folks are speculating that one, it's either going to be merged, or two, it's going to be clusterfuck, which might bleed into Summer of Soul.
I mean, my first guess is that they are making all of this money and they are going to just use like the whatever percentage of each ticket to be like, here's your ticket to
Summer of Soul.
And
you've
been scammed.
That's the only thing that makes sense. And maybe they'll show up and get and like be like, y'all, it got too we underestimated how much support y'all have. And the kids got super overwhelmed. So we had to go. Like, that's how I see it. So the first 10 people will get a picture with them. And that's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is okay. I'm so grateful to you right now because I can't believe I didn't even know this.
Yeah. Yep. And then tickets went back on sale May 7th. And that's when they removed the tagline. And people have gotten their tickets like as in a receipt of purchase. But that's it. Like no info at all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then they're sending cease and desist letters to like smaller YouTube channels like under 200K. Like their name is Sloan, if you want to go look them up. And they posted like what was going on. But H3, which is like, you know, has like million views, is getting zero pushback. And their title literally is like Ace Family Scammers or something.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then they're saying that Sloan, again, a small YouTuber, is the reason why tickets are slowing down. But how can it slow down if it's sold out? How does make sense?
I mean, I heard that they sold out almost immediately and they had to release more tickets. So this is just not adding up.
So you see, like, horrible ass family.
Oh my God.
And it's unfortunate because most of their fans are like kids. And, you know, it's either like the kids are like pushing their parents to get money for this or, you know, some version of it. And I just feel like it's not going to be safe. Like when people get there, it's just going to be so messy.
Yeah, I still would like to know what 100% security means.
Yeah, same. I really would also.
Like that doesn't sound like a thing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and now they posted a video with like how my kid became a millionaire or something.
No.
Yeah. And it's like your kid is like five. Okay, she's not. I know she's older. The oldest one's older, but still. Anyway, so in that video, this is where I wish we were on video so we could share this. But anyway, so it turns out, yeah, it's my 5-year. Oh yeah, it is 5-year. My 5-year old started a $1 million business. And it's like the clickbaity thing is like there in front of like a lemonade stand. Okay.
Oh my God,
but no. Turns out, they're actually paid. And I don't even want to give that website like clicks. I'm not going to say the website name, but they're paid by this gambling website. And listen, again, most of their fans are kids. And they're paid, and it's basically they're promoting like how to get, you know, like, oh, you spend like $10 on this mystery box, you'll get, you know, whatever. So they're basically, you know, the paid promotion piece of it, they're paying it. But Carson, his hand is up off the keyboard, like up by his face, and you see the screen recording, there's clicking going on. So they're obviously just watching a video and reacting to it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they're not like them. They themselves aren't even clicking on the stuff. So it's obvious that this gambling website just like, you know, made a video and sent it to them. And then they're showing like, oh, look, I'm clicking on this mystery iPhone mystery box or this Apple, mystery box. And, oh, I just got the iPhone 13. I can't believe it. Oh, I just did this gaming box. No. They just got a PS5. So they're like, oh, whatever we win, we're going to give it to the Ace family, obviously. But many comments are just talking about, oh, all I got was a 10-cent coupon. I got a sticker. The same thing over and over. So basically, they're just lying and scamming for money.
I don't, like, here's the thing with scammers is, like, you'll get away with, like, a couple of small things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get bigger and bigger and bigger until suddenly the scam is out of control. But you still just think you'll get away with anything. And then you get caught. Like, it's every single time that's what happens with, like, grifters.
Exactly. I mean, and they got caught. Like, people believe that they're renting their current house now. But they blamed it all on faulty contractors. Even though they never had, like, the deed in their hand of house ownership.
Oh my God.
So like nothing makes sense about anything with them. And they just keep, and they keep being like, the haters will come for us. And it's like, there's no haters.
I might be a hater now.
Right. But we're just truth. Like, we just keep the truth. We're not even hating. Dude, like, who are you to hate on you?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, this we're just, like, wild. Calling you out, and you're horrible. So, keep, you know, July 9th, will there be another fire festival? Did you hear it from us first? I don't know.
Maybe.
Let us know what you think. Do you think this is Firefest part 100? Because the Revolve was Firefest, now this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the Is Family drama.
That is so wild. Like, I literally cannot.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit.
Right? It's so scary. And you can literally see it. Like, y'all, if tomorrow, okay, we're like mess magnets, meet up, and then no location. But by the 100, no, okay, maybe we're not worth the 100. Buy the $30 ticket plus the, you know, flight, right, to get to wherever we will be.
Yeah.
So make sure you buy the ticket, and
it's going to sell out instantly.
Instant sell out, because, you know, look at our reviews. Like, obviously, we're going to get sold out, right? Like, imagine we're just, like, nonsense, like, peddling this crap, and apparently you're buying this. Like, what?
I mean, listen, should we have started a cult instead of a podcast? Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Because, listen, maybe the next live know-it-alls, which is what the Daddy Network, for, you know, all of y'all that don't know, hosts, like, live, like, recordings of the podcast, in addition to lots of other fun stuff. And we show up, too. So imagine if there we were, like, actually, psych, we're just going to do our own fest.
No, it's like we're like, okay, we're doing Mess Fest, and your tickets will be $50 each, and you'll come to the event, and then, like, a month later, the venue changes, and it's just the same room as the know-it-alls, and we're like, yeah, it's a shared space.
That's what we should call this. Mess Fest. That's the name.
Mess Fest 2021.
Oh my God,
I'm right. Perfect. I'm right. 2021 is 2022. Oh, listen, God. Time is fake. It's fine. Okay.
Listen, but yes, that's the Ace family though.
Oh, that God. Is wild. Okay. So I think we should take a quick break yes. and then I'm going to run through some like quicker stuff before Sasha mm-hmm. teaches me more things that I had no idea about. So we will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. Yay. Okay, so we have gotten so many suggestions of people that we should talk about this mom talk, Mormon mom TikTok drama. And now neither Sasha nor myself get mom talk on our For You page. So like we need to do a little bit more research on this.
Yes.
Just wanted to broach the topic, ask that if any of you are mom talk experts or can like send links to specific TikToks that you think we should be watching in our research, send that to our Google form, tinyurl.com/messmagnets.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
But basically, the short version of it is that there is this group of Mormon mom TikTokers that like they're like all blonde, they're all like beautiful, they all had babies at the same time, like, and they're all on TikTok making videos together.
Yes.
Now the current drama is that Taylor Frankie Paul is getting a divorce from her husband. And basically, the theory is, and this is all alleged, of course, is that she cheated on her husband and was, you know, a divorce because of that. She broke the monogamy of the relationship. And now she wants, like, the theory is that she wants to minimize the drama of her cheating on her husband and getting a divorce. And so the cover story is that they're swingers, and not just her and her husband, but all of the Mormon mom talkers. I you can't even make this up.
Oh my God. I couldn't stop laughing at this. Like, I truly couldn't, because I was like, what do you mean?
Like, well, so she's saying that her cheating wasn't that bad because they were already swingers. They just had a rule that you don't go all the way intimately, which is famously how swingers work.
Right? Like, what? I just watch Temptation Island. Like, that's not how swingers work. Like, no. At all.
Oh, and my
God.
She's also alleging that other couples in the friend group are getting divorced due to this swinging group cheating, which, like, again, if you're a swinger, there's not like that's fine as long as you and your partner are both good with it and you have open, honest communication. Like, I'm not here to place judgment on the concept of swinging.
Of course.
They're very clearly not swingers, because if you're getting divorced because of the cheating, that's not swinging. That's cheating. And literally, like, Taylor is like, no one is innocent. Everyone in this group has hooked up with everyone in the group. This is what it is. And so one of the theories is that they're getting divorced and she's making this up to cover up the divorce and make it seem like it's a scandal on everyone, not just on her. But then also there's a theory that her and her husband are just moving to a new house and they're not even splitting up. But she just wants more clout on TikTok.
Oh my God.
This Taylor's children are named Indy and Ocean.
Like Indian Ocean? No.
Oh, my God.
I refuse. I rebuke y'all.
I do know someone who named their child, I think it's Indiana is their child's name, and they go by Indy. And I'm like, are you not realizing what you're doing here? Like
a state's name? That's so weird.
And they're not American, so.
So stupidity runs everywhere, not just in America.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere. And they call their baby Indy. And so, but oh my God, Indian Ocean, literally, that is so bad.
Yeah, like I literally was like, what? Indian Ocean? Oh God, I can't. Yeah. This is why it's these, and again, this is another thing, like, do y'all want us to cover the Duggars next week?
You said the Duggars are like your one thing that you've been obsessed with forever. Yes. So I need you to break it down next week.
Oh my God. But you know, it's wild because they, you know, some people can be so like, I feel like I'm religious. And I've, you know, only worked for Jewish orgs my like professional life, but it doesn't equal me like being a hypocrite, you know, when it comes to religion. And that's what pisses me off about these kinds of religious people. It's like, get your life together and stop. One. And secondly, why are you exposing other people for being swingers?
It's so weird. And then like, so it's like, are they swingers? Are they not swingers? I guess apparently they're soft swingers, which means you can do everything except for have full sex.
Okay, it's still,
which was
like,
news whatever. To me. I didn't know that existed. But yeah, basically she's trying to say, oh no, the divorce isn't about the swinging. It's not about the cheating. It's about other problems. But then why are you talking so much about the swinging then?
Exactly. It just, but like, y'all, the math ain't math.
The other moms are like, no, we're not swingers, and this is made up. Which, like, I think they would say whether they were swingers or not swingers.
I mean, I wouldn't. And again, this is like, how can you expose people like this?
It's not anybody's business. And now Taylor Frankie Paul has just, like, made it public knowledge and everyone's business, and now we have to talk about it. But again, so that's just kind of like the super 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 general overview about the mom talk of it all. And we would absolutely love if people could submit to our form more information or more background. Yeah. Like, if any of you are on mom talk and are getting those videos served to you, because like my For You page thinks I'm like a Black Jewish lesbian. That's what I see. Like, I don't see Mormon mom talk.
Black Jew. Oh my God.
Listen, I'm not mad about the content I'm served, but it's just like they don't know who I am.
That's so funny.
It's not hilarious.
Oh my God. That's really interesting because one of the people running for like a position here in Oakland is a Black Jewish lesbian.
So TikTok thinks I'm her.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? And I tweeted at her to be so excited that, you know, like another Jew of color. Yeah, I can't believe it. And like, what? Oh my God. You probably see so many people I know. That's what's funny.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. You probably see Rabbi Sandra a lot. Because she's a Black Jewish lesbian.
Listen, I can't help what TikTok serves to me. I think that TikTok, just the algorithm, cannot possibly understand the concept of like a white person being okay with other identities. And so they're just like, oh, you must not be.
Oh my God. Also, Josh from Out of Context, please make sure you tweet, my TikTok thinks I'm a Black Jew.
No. You are so messy.
Oh, God. Josh, you have to do it.
Oh my
God. I was gonna message him and be like, here's a quote already.
Stop it. How dare you?
Breaking news ahead of time.
That is,
oh my God,
demonic, Sasha. And I'd like to remind you that we have a roast coming up, so you should be nicer to me.
So what do you think? I'm not gonna use this for the roast?
Oh no. See, this is horrible. I can't stand you.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway. It's wild, but like, y'all, I know we have to cover more of it because there's a lot of like sneak dissing, a lot of liking, and people are pregnant. It's messy. So like, please share with us.
Yeah, there's so much. And like, there is, like, we have a whole Reddit thread here as well. And it's just like, there's a whole subreddit for mom talk gossip. Mm-hmm. Like, how?
Just how? Listen. There's like a whole Duggar thing called Duggar Snark.
I just can't. Someone made the meme of like the guy looking at the other girl on this Mom Talk Gossip. And the it says, I can't believe the things my great suit is famous for. And then on the right, like the girl that's like looking at her boyfriend, it says soaking. And then the man says trending in Utah. And then the woman in the red dress says soft swinging.
Oh, hell. Also, everyone, if you don't know what soaking is, don't look it up.
Wait, like, you are welcome. Would soft swinging count as not going all the way if you soak with the person that you're swinging?
Yeah, because they don't count that.
Because it doesn't count it as sex.
Exactly. So, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so everybody's just...
Everybody's been inside happening. Everyone. Yeah. Yes, correct.
Josh Green.
No.
RHAP out of context. I will be sending you that timestamp.
Oh, my God. Josh, if I ever meant anything to you, you will not.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. I mean, okay. Well, while we're
and
in
this is how we get canceled.
This all is right. Absolutely how we get canceled. While we're sitting here in the filth, in the streets.
Yes.
Being disgusted.
I don't want to talk about that. Okay.
I'm sorry. I saw this headline towards the end of last week and I had to send it to Sasha. And again, this is one of those situations where we know. So now you have to know. So the headline to this article is Kourtney Kardashian says a doctor told her to drink Travis Barker's semen 4 times a week to help with her thyroid levels. When did Travis Barker become a doctor? That's my question.
Who do I fight? You know what I mean?
I can't.
That's the question.
Like literally there is absolutely no basis to like on the like last episode of The Kardashians, Kourtney brings this up because it's supposed to increase chances of conception, which like that's not real.
No,
that will not increase your chances.
There's a literal wall.
Like actually sending semen into your stomach acid is not also going to make you more likely to get pregnant. I went to high school with a girl who was a teen mom who literally said she got pregnant by drinking too much semen. And like they brought multiple bio teachers into the room to be like, no, that is not how you got pregnant. And she was
that's
like, no, it
really
is.
Sad.
She said she drank a gallon of semen.
Like, what are you measuring it? Like, putting like, it in a, mean? Like, stupid? Like, what? Yeah. Sweet, this is, it's like, I don't even want to talk about this stuff, but, like, how dumb are you? You
well,
know?
Well, that's the thing. It's just, like, people who maybe have not had access to, like, good sex education are going to, like, see stuff like this and think it's real.
But, like, what's the gallon? Like, how are you measuring? Like, what
I have
are
no
you
idea.
Doing? Are you like, okay, one fistful must be this many
not
ounces?
A fistful.
I don't know. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people? Like, this is where it's like, okay, I understand that you know, don't have access to sex education. I grew up in India. Okay, are you kidding me? I understand. Oh my God. But like, to be like, I drank a gallon. Who is measuring?
How'd you, what, were you storing it? Do you have a jug?
Like, do you have a lab in your damn house?
I mean, I don't know. Anyways.
Stupid. Shut
she
up.
She still graduated high
people.
School, so, like, good for her. But so, anyways, back to the disgusting Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker. Apparently, it also is supposed to improve thyroid levels, which, like, no. That's not how that works either.
Also, we have no caffeine, no alcohol, no sex, no working out, no sugar. We feel amazing. What? Don't lie. Because that's what she said in Thursday's episode. Yeah. So it seems like they're like trying to, because that's what, and that's like Kourtney's right, like thing. She's like super crunchy. And like, I remember one episode of Kourtney and Khloé. Why does this stay in my head? In Miami, and like she wasn't using deodorant because she had just given birth, I think. And they were like, oh, she said, I need to go on natural for my kid, for Mason. So, like, that's been her brand. But then, like, to go from that to just, like, go to stupidity of, like, I need to drink this.
But also, there's natural deodorants that you can use. So,
And also, let me look up this. Oh my God, I almost cursed really bad. Sorry. See, the couple didn't confirm if they tried following the doctor's advice, but they described the experiences with him in past tense as they discussed new approaches with Martha Sofer, an Ayurvedic medicine practitioner. Sorry. These colonizers, right, that have ruined Ayurveda. Okay, this person looks racially ambiguous, and that's pissing me off.
The name doesn't sound like what you would traditionally associate with that medicine practice.
That's what I feel.
If we can't.
But like, you know, the bastardization, right, they've done of like Ayurveda. Oh, no, she looks white as hell. Because she's freckled. Ooh. Look how she connected. Because now I'm down a rabbit hole. Because now I'm pissed.
I came to America English and computer science.
That's exactly what I was
okay,
reading.
But like, where did you come to America? So
did you come from India?
She's from Colombia. She's from Colombia.
Okay, whatever. You could be white still.
She's not from India.
Yeah, she's not from India is the point. And then she connected with transcendental medication in Iowa, Maharishi International University.
Yeah, Iowa's famous for their transcendental meditation.
Just shut up. She's a stupid idiot.
I met a group of women who were glowing and their hair was filled with oil, and I had to know what they were doing.
You see how they exoticized us? Because guess what? If I showed up with oily hair in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, you want to know how bullied I'd be? So this is what the Kardashians are listening to. And this is a warning to all of you. If you're like, if you go to a yoga studio, right? Or any of these things that come from the East, and the idiot says namaste to end your session, just leave and don't ever come back. Okay? Don't.
Well, and this is, like, her website also is talking about, like, using this as a beauty practice versus, like,
which is this
actual wellness. Like,
y'all, that's so disgusting. Like, again, I'm so tired of these, like, cultural appropriate, these colonizers, like, literally taking our stuff, but calling us savages and now doing this.
And then she has a range of products, and her desert island product pick would be the balancing collagen cream.
Yeah, because that's exactly what Ayurveda is about.
Like, what?
God.
This is horrible. Ugh. I'm sorry we gave her so much attention, honestly. Yeah. But like, this woman is horrible.
Yeah, and I want to make it clear, like, Ayurveda is just like a natural medicine system that originated in India more than 3,000 years ago, okay? So it's not like it's this, like, random thing that showed up from anywhere.
Like, different cultures, like, medical and traditional practices are not a trend for us to try
on
and act like we are special because we're, you know, going with that sort of, like, quote-unquote traditional way of life. Like, different medicine practices are like super serious, and it's not like, oh, look at me, I'm doing this medicine.
And Ayurvedic practitioners aren't even licensed in the United States. That's why I can't help but laugh, because I was like they want to, you know, these cultures want to bastardize it, but then not yeah, look, Ayurvedic materials have, this is on Johns Hopkins, have not thoroughly studied in Western or Indian research. Well, no, you just can't read Sanskrit. Just say that.
And so, yeah, like, literally in this article, it's talking about how drinking semen would not be endorsed under that sort of medicine, obviously. Because how would that be? How is that supposed to help fertility? It's just so stupid. I can't do it.
Like, if you have any basic understanding of the human body, like, and understand what stomach acids do to most things, you would know semen didn't have a chance.
Well, and also if you, like, your digestive system's actually not connected to your reproductive system.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought?
So that's also important news for everyone to know. Courtney and Travis also had their third wedding because they had their fake wedding in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Then they signed the paperwork at the courthouse in LA County. And then they went to Italy and had their like full wedding. Once again, Courtney wearing an absolutely hideous Dolce & Gabbana dress. Like all the dresses are ugly. She had a huge veil with the Virgin Mary on it, but it's also like Travis Barker's head tattoo on the back of her veil. So like they both had the Virgin Mary on their head at the wedding. I don't know. This is horrible. I was listening to Ready to Be Petty podcast and they were talking about how like, do you think that the wedding was sponsored by Dolce & Gabbana to try and rehab their image? Cause that brand is also not great.
I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. If that, like,
all of those dresses were so ugly,
like horrendous. And like, why? And I'm okay with people like having non-traditional wedding dresses. Who gives a shit? But like, it's ugly, like fugly. And I actually like the veil. I will say I thought it was dramatic and beautiful. And because maybe I'm dramatic and beautiful. No, I'm just kidding.
You are. I would say you're dramatic and beautiful.
But it's just horrible.
Like it's horrible. So bad. It's just absolutely horrible. But at least better than their medical advice and the different practices that they are doing supervised by not the right people. I can't.
Oh, we went down like a super rabbit hole.
We really did, and I will not apologize for it. But I do think that before we get back on track, we should maybe take another break.
Yes,
let's do so it. We will be right back. And we're back. Yay.
Perfect. Okay. We made it. I think let's skip the another scam. So we have another scam, but that
we'll talk about it next week.
Next week. Because listen, scammer's gonna scam and we will be there to report it. But I think maybe we do one little small story because I just think this is so funny. If you know one thing about me, you know, is that I grew up in Oklahoma, as in like high school onward. And guess another famous Oklahoman, no, not Christian Chenoweth, but Joe Exotic. So this, you know, showed up on my feed. So I had to bring it to y'all. Because listen, I've met him. I've been to the zoo. It's embarrassing. But like when you grow up, when you're in college in Norman, there's not much things to do. Okay. So you drive to Wynwood and go. But anyway, Joe Exotic's estranged husband, Dylan Passage, which I think is like husband number three, has filed, yes, you heard it right, a prenup in their divorce case.
Which, like, the minute you say that sentence, it's like, well, that doesn't compute because it's a divorce. Why is the prenup, like, shouldn't we've already known about this?
Thank you. That's my point. Right. So so he's okay, but you know, let's still stay on the train because why not?
Yes.
And then okay, so then the prenup was filed on Friday, and that keeps, you know, the property and assets that both brought into the marriage and purchased during the marriage, you know, separate. Mm-hmm. But Joe Exotic's lawyer is saying to the public, said I think TMZ that Joe Exotic never signed the document. And then two, Dylan Passage has been selling off Joe Exotic's items since he's been in prison. So now you want to be, you know, 50-50?
And like, the other thing too is like, if there's one thing I know about Joe Exotic's romantic relationships, it's that he purposefully went for young men who didn't have other resources. Correct. So I'm very curious what Dylan Passage would have brought into the wedding to begin with.
Not anything. Like, to be honest, like nothing.
It's about the debt, though. He doesn't want to take on any of the debt.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Because Joe Exotic was resentenced, in case you didn't know, to 21 years in prison. in 2022 for murder for hire for Carol Baskin, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And his lawyer shares, you know, that he has, what is it, 100 million?
100 million in debt.
Yeah, it just, what, I saw this number and I was like, I don't understand this.
Like, there's so, why are there so many zero?
And like, with a total asset of 65,000 and yearly income of just 7,800.
Well, I mean, he's in, what income is he making? Like, he's in jail and the U.S. jail system is like legalized slavery. So I'm surprised he even makes 8,000.
Well, the zoos are gone. So like, where the money coming from? But you know, they say that his ex-husband or, you know, whatever, did make $1 million off of Tiger King.
And how is my question?
But he's looking at a reported net worth of only $20,000 after Joe Exotic filed for divorce. Okay.
Shouldn't they just, like, shouldn't Joe Exotic be filing for bankruptcy here?
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing? Like, so exotic.
How do you have $100 million in debt and you're not filing for bankruptcy?
I mean, he is a bit deluded. Like, that's why we love him.
Do we love him? I don't know if I'd go that far.
Listen, love to hate him. Same. and just last month, the reason I find this is wild because people reported that Joe Exotic has a new love interest in prison.
He wants to marry his new boyfriend, who is, yes, I guess, John Graham, who is now out of prison.
Yes, y'all. And at the time, Joe was nearing the end of his cancer treatment, because, yes, Joe Exotic also has cancer, or had cancer. So the point is, like, it is so messy, and Joe Exotic just doesn't stop giving to us.
I don't know how we went so, like, I guess you knew about him because, yes, you, like, had been to the zoo. But, like, I don't know how the world in general hadn't heard.
Yeah, I mean, for president. Yeah. He's ran for president. He definitely did a few, like, Oklahoma, right? Like, he ran. So that's how also we know of him. And like, if you go to the gift shop, or of the old zoo, it literally had like soft porn from him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I also just love that he went through all of that to get a new prison sentence. And they were like, it's now 1 year shorter than it was.
Oh, 1 year, Kirsten.
Oh, wait. I wonder how much is in his GoFundMe to cover his legal fees.
People, even I wouldn't give to his GoFundMe. Like, don't be dumb.
Okay, well, when this article came out, he had raised $100.
That's probably by the person that started it. Let's be very clear.
Probably.
Oh, my. So, yes, that is Joe Exotic for y'all. In case you forgot about him, here we are to keep him relevant.
Yeah, you're welcome, Joe.
You're welcome. Maybe grant us an interview one-on-one. We'd be happy to take it. And, yeah, that kind of wraps up our mess.
Yes.
For this episode, because, listen, we're not trying to keep it too long for y'all.
Yes.
But we are a little light on the anonymous. What are y'all doing, friends?
We know that you are all out here in the streets making mess, causing problems and being dramatic. And we would like you to tell us about it. Please send us your anonymous, because if we don't have enough anonymous, like, yeah, we can look in other venues to find other people's mess. But we want to know that the messengers are mess magnets fans.
Yes.
Yes. So once again, our Google form is tinyurl.com/messmagnets. You can submit anonymous. You can submit just like general mess that you want us to talk about. But we really do need more anonymous. We are begging you.
Oh, my God. So just, you know, be careful, y'all. Because we need it. We need the mess, because the best part, we are told, wink, wink, about our podcast is the anonymous. So keep submitting it. It will show up on the podcast, one time or the other. But
that's right.
Kirsten and I were talking, and you know, I shared that there is some mess that maybe I could bring.
Yes, and I'm so excited about this mess because Sasha was like looking up the links in the pre-show of this and just like cackling, and like I'd hear like one word, it'd be like a wig, and I'd be like, I want to know. So yeah, Sasha, please help me. Tell me.
But in place of anonymous, I mean, these people are still anonymous to us, but still, I feel like we, you know, we're just going to bring some like quick rapid fire mess. That's what this is, because there have been a like ridiculous, like when I say ridiculous, like floodgates have opened of horrible wedding issues. Okay. In India. And when I say like, first of all, I'm sure a lot of folks know, like, weddings in India are very commoditized, and like, it's something that everyone has to do. You know, like, you need to get married when you get a certain age, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's a thing. Weddings happen fast and loose in India. It's just, it is what it is. Okay. Yeah. Like, it's the truth. So, and there's a billion people. There's a lot of people that need to get married. So I was like, what about if I just read off these very true, I promise they're true, headlines about the mess that has been happening. Okay. So buckle up, buttercups, because first one, April 29th, bride marries another man at the wedding because groom fails to reach on time.
So groom was late and she was like, I've waited long enough.
Yes. Because all the preparations were done and the auspicious time, because again, Indian weddings, like especially Hindu weddings, time is of the essence. Like the priest will tell you, like, this is an auspicious time. Like you need to get married around this time. Mm-hmm. So all the preparations were done and the ceremony was supposed to be at 4 p.m. The bride and her family were waiting and did not arrive to the mandap, which is the wedding, the chuppah for you Jews, or, you know, the altar for everyone else, until 8 p.m.
Oh!
Yes. And
that is so late.
Yes, 4 hours late. And so they said, okay, we're just going to get you married to someone else. And then the groom and his friends kept on dancing and drinking even after.
They were like, okay, well, I didn't get married today, but I'm still going to celebrate.
Yes. And the father of the bride is the one that married the daughter to one of the relatives.
Just a relative? Like a relative of the groom?
Of like his own relative.
So like how closely related is this couple?
They're not going to tell us.
Oh my God. Okay. It was an auspicious time. I can't blame them.
Yes. And then another, this is a Pakistani wedding, but a Pakistani wedding journalist reported live from his own wedding.
Oh
yes. And he said, let me go to the person who I was madly in love with for 4 years. We dated for nearly 4 years and now she's accepted my hand in marriage.
No.
Let's talk to her. And then it cuts like with all the news reporting. No. What do you have to say about it? And she says, I'm happy.
No.
He's like, just happy? You have nothing else to say? She said, no.
She's like, I'd like to enjoy my wedding. Why are you working right now? He said,
I have put so much effort. Organized cars, sports car, heavy bikes.
Not heavy bikes.
To make this barat, which is like, maybe people have seen the video of like the people dancing before they come in to the venue.
I'm sorry. I just cannot get over being the first story being 4 hours late to your own wedding. What are you doing that you're 4 hours late?
I mean, unfortunately, that is a thing that happens. I will.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have another one.
Okay, please.
Are you ready?
Yes. No, probably not, but I'm going
to
pretend.
This bride refused to marry the groom after he fails to arrange a photographer for the wedding.
I mean, I wouldn't be stoked if my fiance didn't get a photographer, if that was like his one duty.
Yeah, I mean, I had definitely said that for my engagement. And I had said that, like, would I want to be engaged to you? Because I know then, like, you maybe don't know. You're not good, sorry, at upholding my like, want and request. So that is why I understand. But she said, the man who did not care about our marriage today, how is he going to take care of me in the future?
That was reason. She didn't lie. Did she marry a random wedding guest or...
Both parties went to the police station where they agreed to return the cash and valuables by mutual consent. And after the groom left for his hometown without a bride, there was a dispute over the photographer and the videographer, which the groom side did not arrange. And the girl got angry and refused to marry. And that was it. They both just were not married.
Oh, wow.
And listen, this is a queen because she said, I'm not going to marry anyone that isn't going to be like aware of my needs.
Yeah, I mean having a photographer and videographer at your wedding is like, I mean, videographer I guess not everybody would have, but I feel like for it, like Indian weddings, based on like what I know, you would have to have it.
No, like please.
So
impossible.
Good for her for at least recognizing, like, listen, if he can't even do this one thing, like how is he gonna take care of me my whole
That's
life?
What I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I'm on her side on this one.
there's another one.
Okay.
I finally found the article I was looking for. I'm really mad. It says the bride called off her wedding because the groom could not read a newspaper without his glasses. Because the bride's family was unaware of the groom's weak eyesight, and after watching him struggle, they gave him a test to read the newspaper without glasses, which he failed. So the bride and her family called off the wedding, and the bride's father. Okay, they're giving quotes, by the way, so they're not trying to be anonymous. I have no idea the groom's eyesight was so weak. My daughter, knowing the fact, decided to call off the marriage. The bride's family then demanded that the money they spent on the wedding and the dowry, because unfortunately India still has a dowry system. It's illegal, but you know, here we are. And even filed a police complaint against the groom's family when they didn't return the money.
Because he needs glasses to see?
Yes, but this is a lot of like internalized oppression, like, you know, colonized. Listen, I know, okay, everyone, like I'm laughing because it's sick. Like how quote unquote perfect. If anyone watch Indian matchmaking, like you know what the hell I'm talking about. It's like there's this like need of perfection when you yourself are trash. And that's what's happening.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. There's one. this is like too much explaining, so I won't do it. Yeah. And then, a bride from a state in India called it quits after the groom failed to say the multiplication table of two.
Oh, I mean,
that I understand.
Like, the twos are pretty much the easiest one.
Yeah. And she basically was like, she doesn't want to be with someone who doesn't know basic math. So, like, Chappelle and I are really out of luck, is the point.
I mean, I think you could do your twos.
Nah, listen.
Okay, what's 2 times 10?
Yeah, okay, 20. That's, I mean, easy.
What's 2 times 65?
Are you
going
to marry me now? Canadian citizenship, here I go.
I think you're already married, so I don't think that you'd be eligible to marry me.
Yeah, a man called off his wedding, and this is all like low-key from the same state, so I don't know what's going on in UP. anyway, called off his wedding because it's bright to be spent too much time on WhatsApp.
Maybe she was talking to another man.
Listen, that's not what it said. Because remember, these people are dumb and they give quotes to the magazine.
Oh my god, not that.
And then we'll end with this. The bride calls off wedding ceremony when bald groom's wig falls off mid ceremony.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yes. So it's the
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah. And again, the matter was taken to the cops. These poor cops have literally nothing else to do.
They went to the police and said, this man said he had hair, but it was a wig, and I would like you to put him in jail.
Yep. And then they have like a self government called the panchayat, and it had to go to them and had a special meeting.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh God. And it doesn't say like what the end was, but
it wasn't anyway, good.
It's just like what happens when you have arranged marriages and like this keeps happening.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not the wig falling off.
Listen, don't let your friends match you up, people.
Meanwhile, Sasha wants nothing more than to match up people.
Listen, that has not been proven. Say it. Say it out loud who I was trying to match up. I dare you.
Oh my God.
Exactly. So see, y'all, I don't do it.
She definitely does it, but I just am respecting privacy of Sasha and others.
I'm just kidding. I definitely do.
Like, I feel like you've been on the Never Have I Ever podcast with Chappelle, like, trying to find him a wife.
Lies detected. But he, like, literally, what's the word?
Oh, God, I don't know.
A little, like a fly. He always tried to swap you away.
Okay, I can listen.
Oh God,
I think we've been through enough.
Okay, we have exposed enough of our friends.
But this has been a wonderful episode of Mess Magnets, Mess Fest 2022. So successful. I loved it. Sasha loved it, and hopefully you loved it too. And if you did, you can please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Again, 5 stars only. We're here till the end of the summer for Hot Mess Summer. And we don't know the future beyond that. So please help us continue to get ratings and reviews so that we can convince the Daddy Network to make us permanent.
God, I hate it. I just can't believe this is a thing.
I know. We're just such a mess. But Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_oaf. For where, you know, it's just all this mess comes to life. And I was on Crime Scene. So, you know, I could be serious, y'all. And we not really. And we talked about the really unfortunate, but my hometown murder from Oklahoma. But really, some of the girls were in Tulsa and Broken Arrow, which is where I'm from. The Oklahoma Girl Scout murders. So that should already be out, I believe. Sorry if it isn't, but I'm pretty sure it's out Crime Scene. So you can go to robhasapodcast.com/crimescene and you can find that. And I had such a blast talking with Mari and Sarah Carradine about it. And again, because I am who I am, I did lots of digging and it was mess. Yikes. And it was really horrible. So if you like that kind of stuff, go check it out.
And it was really horrible.
It was, but like, listen. And that is it for now. And next week you'll... Oh, and go check out Puya's 24-hour stream. Because maybe the Mess Magnets will be on there. Being a real mess. But you know, low-key, will we be messy?
I'm scared. Who knows? But yeah, we might be there. Who knows?
Yes.
Also, you can catch me talking about Riverdale every week on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. As well as talking about BoJack Horseman every week on BoJack Horse Pod. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat. Once again, please send us your anonymous, tinyurl.com/messmagnets. Send us your 5-star reviews. And yeah, we will be back next week with more mess.